You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Stephen Fletcher to score and Sunderland to win is 6-1. Odi Anagalo to score and Watford to win in the betting at 4-1. Sunderland beaten by Arsenal last weekend, Lee. That came after back-to-back wins against Crystal Palace and Stoke. I've been incredibly impressed with Watford, though. They press from the front. You look at where they are in the league. They're sitting mid-table, level on points with Everton, only a point behind West Ham and Palace. And you think the plaudits those teams have been getting this season, Watford are right there with them.
Yeah. Yeah, we said that pre-season, they were the one of the three who came up I thought could stay up because they had goals in them. It turned out, you know, early on in the season they were struggling to score the goals, but now they've started to concede away from home as well. Conceded two at Leicester, two at Aston Villa. Obviously, they won the game at Villa and couldn't quite do it at Leicester. Troy Deeney's been scoring goals week in, week out now. He's really found his feet in the Premier League. Kind of kicking myself I didn't back him again last week. But between him and Ighalo, they've got a potent strike force, and you wonder if Sunderland can live with it. Sunderland are still the worst offensive team, or most offensive team, maybe worst offensive team in terms of shots on target in the Premier League at home, under three per game. However, you look at the kind of, there's been a little bit of a revitalisation under Big Sam. And you look at the home game against Stoke, they had five shots on target in that one. You look at the game against Southampton, and they had two shots on target. So the Stoke game maybe is just showing us that they're starting to get it together and they're starting to gain in confidence a little bit. That might play into Watford's hands. If they start to come forward and have got that little bit more confidence, that will play into Watford's counter-attacking style. I'm struggling to make an argument for Watford to win this. It's 6-4. That's my problem here. Yeah. I can't see how they should be 6-4. Not because I think Sunderland have improved slightly over the past few weeks. If Sunderland do attack them, though, I think there'll be goals in the game. So I'm going to leave the outrights alone. I could quite easily back Sunderland at 15-8, I must admit. I'm going to leave the outrights alone. I'm going to have a look at the goals. Over 2.5 goals in the match is 23-20. I really like that. You know, Sunderland scored two against the Stoke team, who've been playing really well, three against Newcastle. There were four goals in the West Ham game, and goals, you know, throughout that. The 1-0 when Southampton won them is the first under 2.5 for a few games. And as I've just said, Watford obviously can score and are conceding. So I like that. Odds against for over 2.5.
That's a good bet. 23-20 over 2.5 goals in the game. It's such a rarity.
Yeah, no, it's good for you to say.
Derek?
I might be tempted by that. I mean, everything Lee says about Watford there is right. I mean, but a point in their favour, by the way, is that, you know, they are in mid-table and they, you know, they'll be happy to finish there. But they've won as many games this season as Tottenham in the league, you know, which, you know, it's a bit. So maybe at 6-4, they still are backable. If there's going to be a winner, it's more likely to be Watford. I still can't get worked up about Sunderland, and they are where they'll probably finish in the bottom three, I'm guessing. Even though you look on paper, they've got players who played for England or still are in that lineup. They should be doing better, but they ain't. And I can't back them. I can't. They just don't. Three games they've won all season. They've lost nine. You know, they've two-thirds of their games they've lost. I'm going to go for the draw here. It's the biggest price of the three, and it's just a very likely outcome.
Do you know what, Derek? The one thing I disagree there is that I think they're a good bet to stay up, Sunderland.
Do you?
2-1, yeah. I think Norwich will get sucked into that relegation picture as the season progresses.
They're only a point ahead of them.
Yeah,
Norwich,
I think 2-1, you know, it's not like it's, you know, I mean, Villa obviously look marooned down there, don't they, on 6 points. But, you know, there's 3 points between Sunderland and Chelsea, which is amazing, isn't it? You know, West Brom obviously could get sucked into it. I think there's...
West Brom are safe.
4 points clear. Are safe. Already?
They're safe.
Safe, right. Okay.
Yeah, they're
19
safe.
19 points is a cut-off mark now.
But no, I think when you look at, you know, Norwich are on 13, 1 point above Sunderland. Yet, you know, when you look at the relegation betting, you know, their odds against to go down. I'd rather back Norwich at 13-8 to go down and Sunderland at 2-1 to stay up. I think that's two nice bets there.
Okay. That's the Sunderland-Watford game. Sunderland 15-8, the draw 11-5, Watford 6-4. What are you going with, Derek?
I'm going to go for the draw on that one.
Yeah, 11-5 for the draw.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.